John Oliver is known for his over-the-top political and social commentary and mashups, and last Sunday's segment on what he called the single greatest ice-melting contest in the world did not disappoint.
Every year, the people in the small Alaskan town of Nenana put a giant wooden tripod on a frozen river and place bets on exactly when the ice will melt enough to break up and the tripod floats downstream.
Oliver riffed on the history of the Ice Classic, then declared he's participating in this year's event.
We decided to place exactly one bet on this year's competition for April 26, 2022, at exactly 2:17 p.m. Why? I just have a really good feeling about it.
Oliver then launches into the story of Marshmallow the Polar Bear, that's actually a guy dressed up in a ridiculous costume, who travels from New York to Nenana to submit Oliver's guess on when the tripod will fall. That's the part of the segment that was filmed on location, and it's why the show's producer called Ice Classic manager Sherry Furness a couple of weeks ago to talk about the segment.
And they told us, you know, what they were doing and what they wanted me to do and all of this, and so it's like, okay, well, let's do it.
Furness says a crew from the show spent a couple of days shooting video in downtown Nenana, including a scene in the Ice Classic office, in which she delivered her only line.
And with his bet placed, a kind stranger said the nicest words anyone had ever said to Marshmallow.
Thanks, Marshmallow. Good luck to you.
The story of Marshmallow then ends in a climactic scene in which the bear journeys to the Ice Classic tripod on the frozen Tanana River, just outside of Nenana.
And suddenly, there it was. The mighty tripod on the Tanana River.
Furness says she wasn't exactly sure how the segment would turn out until she saw it Sunday on television.
I thought it was hilarious. I thought they did a really good job. They were a great group to work with. You just had fun.
Nenana Mayor Josh Verhagen also enjoyed it, but he said Wednesday that he had no idea about the segment until a couple of friends contacted him Monday after they'd seen it.
And I got a friend from England who messaged me and said that he had watched it and asked whether or not he could buy a ticket over in England.
Verhagen says the segment will provide a lot of great publicity for the Ice Classic and Nenana.
I think people will be really curious about this tradition, which is a major part of who we are in Nenana.
Furness says she thinks the segment is already generating that kind of curiosity. She suspects that's why her office got more than 100 calls for tickets on Tuesday, triple the number of calls they got on Monday. But the town and Ice Classic weren't the only beneficiaries.
You know, when we win, I'm proud to announce that we will donate our entire prize to the Food Bank of Alaska. And if for some weird reason we don't win, we're going to donate $10,000 to them anyway.
It was a surprise to us. We haven't received any communication from their show.
Jenny DeGrappa is a spokesperson for the Food Bank of Alaska. She said Wednesday that the organization hasn't gotten confirmation of Oliver's offer, but she says he's always made good on other charitable donations he's promised, and she says it's badly needed because food banks around the country are scrambling, largely because of the pandemic.
That would be a major gift for our organization. Every dollar donated to Food Bank of Alaska helps us provide 3 meals, so that is, of course, an equivalent to 30,000 meals.
Spokespersons for Warner Media, HBO's parent company, didn't respond to a query Wednesday about the donation. And meanwhile, Ice Classic tickets are still available through Tuesday. In Delta Junction, I'm Tim Ellis.